السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ's فضل احسان that once again we have gathered for this majlis of zikr. As I just stated that the recitation and the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, it is indeed the best of all zikr. As I mentioned the other night, that what is the Quran Sharif? خدا تعالیٰ تک پہنچنے کا زینہ ہے، خدا تعالیٰ کو دیکھنے کا آئینہ ہے. It is a mirror in which you see Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ. It does not mean that you see Allah تعالیٰ as He is with your naked eyes. What it means is that the قدرت of Allah تعالیٰ, the عظمت of Allah تعالیٰ, the greatness, the grandeur of Allah تعالیٰ, Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ's معرفت a person gains through reading the Quran Sharif and understanding it. It is a ladder which you climb step by step, step by step, when you reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As we go on practicing upon all the ahkam, then we reach Allah Ta'ala. Reaching Allah Ta'ala does not mean that the person is going to vanish and disappear from this earth and then you'll have to search for him somewhere on the arsh. That is not reaching Allah Ta'ala. Lots of people, they say, how do we reach Allah Ta'ala? How do we reach Allah Ta'ala? Reaching Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is simple. When the person gets the conscious awareness of the presence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at all times, by fulfilling the ahkam, the laws, the commands, the instructions, the directions, by implementing the teachings of the Quran Sharif in one's life, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adopting the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, when the person gets muhabbat of Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and when he gets the fear of the displeasure of Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he has reached nothing more than that. He will still remain a normal person. In his eating, he remembers Allah Ta'ala. In his drinking, he remembers Allah Ta'ala. In his traveling, he remembers Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In all his actions and activities of life, he remembers Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings. So that is being with Allah Ta'ala. It does not mean that the person becomes an abnormal person. This is the greatest fear that most people have. That the moment you are going to become pious, righteous, muttaqi, so then you will become an abnormal person. Because we are living in an abnormal society, so the normal person, the balanced person, appears to be the abnormal person. In an abnormal society, as they say, andho mein kana sardar. That if it's a whole gathering of blind people, then the person who is one-eyed, they make him sardar, the leader. So like that, in a society which is abnormal, and wallah, we are living in a very abnormal society. If a person is doing the right thing, he is, appears as if he is mad, he is insane. All kinds of labels and titles are given to him. The person who does not indulge in vices and sins and evils, then he is not enjoying life. And if a person has to say, but I enjoy recitation of the Quran Sharif, making zikrullah, making khidmat of the khalq, assisting and helping the poor, the needy, fulfilling the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in every action of mine, when I do that which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are pleased with, then I get such enjoyment, such satisfaction, that the drug takers also don't get such a kind of high in their drug taking. So they will say this is something that we cannot believe. How can it ever be like that? You must commit zina to enjoy life. You must listen to music. You must engage in other kinds of haram. Wherever there's Bollywood, Hollywood shows and movies and productions, then you must be seen there, smiling, giggling, laughing. Then that is life. Now the person who has to say that these things are prohibited, these things are haram, these things are disliked by Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then do you think anybody considers that person as a normal person these days? And who has the himmat and the courage to even tell a Muslim who is in such kind of places that don't invite the wrath of Allah Ta'ala with your actions? Don't be proud, don't brag, don't advertise your sins. This morning somebody sent a cutting of our Muslim men and women who are expressing great amount of joy and happiness and satisfaction at having met some Bollywood actors and actresses. Great amount of happiness, great amount of satisfaction, as if some kind of medal has been given to them, or Jannat has been now promised that you were photographed next to an actress or an actor. As he said, what kind of life these people live? For a Muslim, can they be icons? Can they be idols? Can they be role models? But when we lose our balance, when we lose our khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab, and when we lose the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our hearts, and when the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only on our lips, when there is some cartoon that is published insulting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then indeed the whole Muslim ummah will voice their opposition. But when we will break the laws of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we will insult Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by being seen in such places and then publicizing it also, so at that time nobody has the courage to say that what you are doing, it is a serious offense. Either you change your name. One is committing a sin accidentally and being afraid, being fearful, having the khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab, and at the same time expressing remorse, regret, shame, nadamat, shedding tears of shame, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, having hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That is the sign of a mu'min, that accidentally he committed some sin, now he is afraid, and at the same time he is hopeful of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's forgiveness. But he does not want it to be advertised. He does not want anybody to even mention that this person was seen here or seen there, that this person was caught and snapped and photographed and videoed indulging in this sin or that sin. The person is afraid, is ashamed, and therefore he is shedding tears. That person can be a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And the other person is challenging Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is challenging Allah Ta'ala when he is committing sins openly, unconcerned, unafraid, and then bragging upon it. Then it is challenging the might of Allah Ta'ala, and it is inviting the azab of Allah Ta'ala. And that community which has got some kind of power and they do not use it to stop such people, then they have to face the consequences too. And especially those families and those parents and those people who are close to them, that at least they should use some speech. If they cannot prevent it in any other way, then at least by speech, politely, diplomatically, with hikmah, write a letter, telephone the person, speak to him, somehow give him the message. After that, if the person is still arrogant and says that you mind your business and who are you to advise me, and if the person is as if saying, Nasiha matkar nasihat mujhe, dil mera ghabrawe hai, main samjhu hoon usko dushman jo mujhe samjhawe hai. Nasiha matkar nasihat, dil mera ghabrawe hai, main samjhu hoon usko dushman jo mujhe samjhawe hai. O you who is giving me advice, don't give me any advice. I'm not in need of your advice. When you give me advice, then I get palpitation of the heart. I consider that person as my dushman, my enemy, who tries to give me advice and nasihat. So we have come to that stage that we cannot even say anything. And when the learned and the scholars and when those who are muqtada, those who are being followed, those who are considered to be the guides in the society, when they are also in the front line of such kind of activities, so then only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have mercy upon us. We are crying all the time. We are complaining all the time of the injustices, of the persecution, of the torture, of the tyranny, of the bomb blasts, and of all other kinds of trouble that the ummah is going through. The agony and the pain and the suffering of the women, of the children. We are complaining all the time. But we fail to look into our own lives. That how much of change has it brought into our lives after reading and listening to so much of bad news. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is using His qudrat to bring into Islam many, many of those people who were far away from Islam. They had no knowledge of Islam. After 9/11, there was no copy of the Quran Sharif that was left in the bookshops, translations of the Quran Sharif. It was sold. People wanted to get to know what Islam is. On the one hand, there was so much of anti-Islamic propaganda. And on the other hand, thousands of people came into the fold of Islam. The armies that were dispatched and deployed in the Gulf, so many of those Americans and British and others accepted Islam. And even today, recently I met one alim who is having classes there for converts and reverts. He says there is a phenomenal growth. People are just accepting Islam in large numbers. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you are going to turn away, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will change you. He will bring away another nation in your place. Then they will not be like you. And in the other verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Even if one person has to turn away, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the qudrat to bring one whole nation in his place, into Islam. That's not the translation, of course. But Allah ta'ala, for one person, He can bring a whole nation. So we should not be arrogant, we should not be proud of our sins. As human beings, it is something that will happen. We are prone to sins. We are bound to make mistakes. And some people, they will keep on falling. Some people will keep on falling. They try to walk straight, but they still fall. There are many people, unfortunately, they cannot balance because of some handicap. So they will keep on falling. But when they have fallen, then they don't remain on the ground. They want to get up immediately. So like that, there are some people who make tawbah and no matter how much they try, again they fall. So for those people, we say that don't give up hope. All those ayat of hope and all those ahadith of hope is for that person who does not want to commit sins. He is not interested in going anywhere near that which is haram and forbidden. He does not want to commit adultery, fornication. He does not want to steal. He does not want to indulge in any kind of vice and evil. But as a human being, he makes mistakes. So for those people, we say that there is such a thing as hope. Don't lose hope, no matter how many times you have fallen. Hum gire girkar uthe, utkar gire, girkar uthe, utkar dore. Gire girkar uthe, fell, got up. Fell again, got up again. Fell again, got up again. And then we ran. So if the person continues, one day inshallah he will run. But the person who accepts that situation, he's quite happy now. In whichever condition he is quite happy. Allah Ta'ala is displeased, is not concerned. So then there is no hope of that person standing up. The person who has fallen in the gutter line and he is enjoying that filthy, dirty water which is mixed with urine and stool and which is full of filth and dirt, but he is enjoying it. And when somebody wants to drag him out of that gutter, then he says, "No, don't drag me, I am quite happy here." So will that person ever change? So my respected brothers or sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, it's time to change. And the time is now, right now. A Muslim does not say that I intend changing. Most of the people, they write what they say, "I intend changing." Intend when? After mouth, after death. After death, who is going to remain unchanged? Will anybody remain unchanged when he sees the angels of death? Yes, we can say that it will take time to change. It can take a bit of time to change. But the person makes the niyat to change immediately. Not that I will decide, I'm still young. When I grow up, when I turn 50, who has got any kind of guarantee in these days? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala purify our hearts. Purification of the soul, which is the most neglected area. We purify our bodies. We wash our hands, our faces, and our bodies many times a day. But the purification of the heart is most neglected. And that is the reason why there is no peace in the homes. There is no happiness in homes. You may find an exception somewhere or the other. But otherwise there is nothing but quarrels, arguments, fights, fisticuffs, punching, booting, kicking. What things we read. It drains a person out. I have to tell you that almost every now and again, suicidal tendencies. What is happening? Why? Because it's abused by someone or the other. Now just this morning again, some woman has been abused, or she's a girl, she has been abused by somebody in the family, sexually, mentally, physically, and every kind of abuse. I said, "What do I do? I have nothing but suicidal tendencies." Someone is abused by the brother, somebody by the sister, somebody by the parents, somebody by the husband, somebody by the wife. We don't know what kind of abuse. Some by the in-laws. So there is no other cure, there is no other solution to the problems. This is not a fantasy world, as I always say, that we are talking about. It is a reality, it is a haqiqat. That if we want sukoon, we want peace, we want happiness, then we have to make that himmat, take that courage, take that plunge, dive into the ocean of tawbah, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Whether the world changes or not, but this little world of ours will change. Whether the world changes or not. Because we lose hope when we look around the world and we say that all the people are making dua and they're doing this and they're doing that and nothing is changing. So we lose hope. But if we're going to make ruju, turn towards Allah Ta'ala, seek forgiveness for our sins and change our lives, then at least this world of ours will change. This government of ours will change. We will find sukoon, peace and happiness in our lives. Natural pain, natural grief, natural sorrow that everybody suffers. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when his son passed away, Ibrahim, then he said, "Inna bi firaqika ya Ibrahim la mahzunun." Upon your parting from us, O Ibrahim, we are grieved. He even shed tears. So that is natural. But inside the heart there will be tafweez. The person will resign his will to the will of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayat. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں O Allah, everyone has taken off from the ground. They are soaring high in the air. The only one that is still like speck of dust on the ground is myself. We should consider ourselves the weakest. In this path of yours, O my beloved Allah, how many people have attained your closeness, your ma'rifat, your yaqeen, your muhabbat. But I am still so much distanced from all these sifat and qualities. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar mein hoon tere gulistan mein sab gul hai bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. For the benefit of my young friends who don't understand Urdu, although we have translated this many times, in your garden of my beloved Allah, everyone is a beautiful flower. My beloved Allah, in your beautiful garden, everyone is a beautiful flower. The only thorn in that garden is myself. The only thorn amongst the flowers is myself. But as I have stated many a time, that the thorn that complained of its rejection, the thorn that complained that it has got no dignity and no value and no esteem, so the thorn was told that be under the petal of the beautiful rose flower. When that bunch of rose flowers goes to the court of the king, then you too will reach there. That is the only way. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں Give me also, Allah, some concern of the akhirat, the hereafter, which is sure to come. There's going to be a day of judgment. There is going to be accountability. We cannot conceal and hide our sins. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں Oh my beloved Allah, my whole life I remained a useless person. The remainder of my life make me a useful person. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا او مائی بلوڈ اللہ تجھے تو معلوم ہے یو آر ویل اوے بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا How dirty and filthy is the condition of my heart. My actions, my deeds, my activities, my sins are all before you. I can hide them from society, but I cannot hide them from you. Whatever a person does in his private life or public life, it is all before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. How long are we going to cover our sins like how the cat covers its stool under the sand and thinks that it is no more visible? And it keeps on doing that for a period of time. One rain comes and all the sand is gone and all the filth is exposed. How long are we going to conceal? How long are we going to avoid sincere tawbah? تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا, گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا, تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا, تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا 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 اللہ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف المرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث اللہم اصلح لنا شأننا کلہ ولا تکلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عین فإنك ان تکلنا الى انفسنا تکلنا الى ضعف وخطیئة اللہم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنین والمؤمنات والمسلمین والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين او مائی بلوڈ اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ موسٹ لونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ کائنڈ جنرس اللہ Oh, my most beautiful Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This part of the night, nothing else has gathered us here. Ya Allah, we have gathered to make tawbah from our sins. We have gathered, my beloved Allah, to pledge to return to you. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have recognized you as our creator, as our khaliq, as our malik. You are our sustainer, you are our nourisher, you are our cherisher. There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, you are the only one before whom we bow down, before whom we make sajda. You are our masjood, you are our maqsood, you are our ma'bood. Oh my beloved Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. You dearly love those who extend their begging bowls before you and seek forgiveness of their sins. Ya Allah, you love those who turn towards you and seek forgiveness of their sins. My beloved Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Ya Allah, therefore we are once again extending our begging bowls before you. If you have to fulfill the wishes and the desires of the entire mankind, O my beloved Allah, there will be no shortage from your treasures. Your treasures are unlimited. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness that forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we have committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, you could have seized us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace upon us there and then. You could have paralyzed us there and then. But how loving you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are, how merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you still give us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, transport. Oh my beloved Allah, you have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech. All those bounties which we used for your disobedience, you have still blessed us with all those bounties. Oh my beloved Allah, you haven't snatched away those bounties and those ni'mats. Ey Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda, mere malik, mere khalik. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that mankind is facing around the globe. The conditions of famine, of drought, of flood, of gale force winds. The conditions, oh my beloved Allah, of AIDS and so many other sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, remove all those pain and suffering of mankind. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat, with guidance. Make each and every one worthy of entry into Jannah. Ya Allah, there is no shortage of space in your Jannat. Ya Allah, make everyone worthy of entry to Jannat. But oh my beloved Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remove their difficulties, sufferings and hardships in particular. Ya Allah, wherever the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is suffering, remove their difficulties. Ease their pain and problem. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those zalims. But if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then destroy them like you destroyed the nations of the past. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause their planes to crash, their ships to sink. Oh Allah, give the Muslims victory in the battlefields. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Unki takalif aur musibaton ko dur farma. Oh my beloved Allah, in Lebanon, in Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, in Kashmir, in Lebanon, in Sudan, and in so many other parts of the world, the ummah is suffering. Oh my Allah, don't look at the sins of the ummah anymore. My beloved Allah, if you have to look at the sins of the ummah, then we know that we are going to face destruction. But Ya Allah, look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which flowed for the sake of this ummah. Look at the blood of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was shed for the sake of this ummah. How much he bled in Taif. His shoe Mubarak was filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, in Uhud, he was stoned. He falls down unconscious. Oh my beloved Allah, that Nabi of yours, how much he loved the ummah. He prayed whole night for the ummah. How much of tears he shed for that ummah. He sacrificed everything for the ummah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah and please Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our weaknesses, our shortcomings. My beloved Allah, when my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informed that that ummah for whom you cried so much, the ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, the ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs. Ah, my beloved Allah, the ummah in adultery, fornication, stages of the world, singing, dancing, unconcerned. Oh, my beloved Allah, when he is informed that the ummah has now begun advertising the sins, how much of pain and suffering it must be causing to him. Mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Humare hal par raham farma. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal de.
change the condition of our hearts. Ay Rabbe Kareem, Ay Rabbe Kareem, Ay Rabbe Kareem, change the condition of our hearts. You are Kareem, Kareem gives to those who are not even deserving. Ya Allah, we did not deserve Iman and Islam, you gave it to us out of your ihsan and kindness. We do not know where we would have been groping in the dark, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know in which church we would have been ringing bells. We don't know before which idol we would have been folding our hands. Had it not been for your kindness, your ihsan, Ya Allah, we do not know where we would have been. Ya Allah, just as you have blessed us with Iman and Islam without us deserving, Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of Amal without us deserving. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of Amal. Oh my beloved Allah, give us steadfastness on our deen. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts, oh my beloved Allah, are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. But Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to purify our hearts. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they came from backgrounds of kufr, of shirk, some were from the Yahud, some from the Nasara, some from the Munafiqeen. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they reached the stages of radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Oh my beloved Allah, you were pleased with them, they were pleased with you. Ya Allah, if such a dramatic change could have come in their lives, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Oh my beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. We are heading in the direction of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we are wanting to fall into the fire of Jahannam. Oh my beloved Allah, change our direction. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from everything that is displeasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Bless our wives, our children, our parents and the ummah with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our life, barakat in our time, barakat in every bounty and ni'mat. Oh my beloved Allah, don't snatch and seize the bounties because of our sins. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Oh my beloved Allah, don't snatch away the ni'mats because of our sins. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from sudden disasters, sudden calamities. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us, protect our Iman, protect our Islam, protect our homes, protect our lives, protect our children, protect all the ni'mats that you have blessed us with. Change the conditions in this country of insecurity to that of security. Oh Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Ya Allah, change the conditions of sorrow and pain to that of happiness and joy. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with happiness in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, our problems, our hardships. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all their sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Oh my Allah, so many are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. So many amongst us are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes diseases and sicknesses can be a rahmat and a mercy. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Oh my Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Bless us with shifa from all our sicknesses and ailments. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are planning for Umrahs or Hajj, make it easy for them to undertake their Umrahs and Hajj. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. those whose parents or children or family members have passed away, Ya Allah, bless them with sabre jameel and ajre azim. And those who have passed away, bless them with jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, bless their families and their kith and kin with sabr, and bless them with the best of rewards. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to leave this world one day. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Hamari aankhe ek din band ho jayegi. Our eyes will shut forever and ever. Our tongues will be able to wag no more. Our ears will be able to listen no more to that music and to the haram which we enjoyed listening to. Our hands will not be able to touch those illicit beloveds anymore. Ya Allah, our feet will not be able to walk to those discos and cinemas and theaters and haram establishments anymore. Ya Allah, our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors and removed. Mayyat water is going to be poured above our bodies. We will be moved backwards and forwards. We will not be able to utter a single word. Rings, watches, jewelry, everything will be removed. Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching some filth on the internet site or the television screen. Ah, my beloved Allah, angel of death is not going to announce his coming. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Oh my beloved Allah, if mouth is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let it be the best day of our lives. Ya Allah. Hamari mouth asan farma. Sakarat se hifazat farma. Ghamarat se hifazat farma. Allahumma a'inna ala sakarat al-maut. Allahumma a'inna ala ghamarat al-maut. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب النار Oh Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of hashar. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba ikiram, the tabi'in, the tabi'in, our mashayikh, the ulama'i haq, with our families, oh my beloved Allah, with the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat kar de. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, especially that of Dajjal, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who have raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, after making zikrullah, after making istighfar and tawbah, Ya Allah, we ask you to fulfill those good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Ya Allah, jitni bhi unki nek tamanna hai, usko pura kar de. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Those who are in search of risk and sustenance, bless them with halal risk and sustenance in abundance. Those who are in debts, remove the debts. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is facing. Ya Allah, we do not know, we are not aware of what types of difficulties and problems in each and every individual is facing. Ya Allah, apne fazal se, karam se, remove their difficulties, their problems, their hardships, their tests and their trials. Ya Allah, unki takalif, musibaton ko dur kar de. Hasidin ke hasad se hifazat farma. Fitin ke fitno se hifazat farma. Sharir ki shararaton se hifazat farma. Mufsidin ke fasad se hifazat farma. Zameen ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Aasman ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Hawa, aag, pani ki mitti ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna alan nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima allahumma salli ala sayyidina muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina muhammadin wa barik wa sallim subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin والحمد لله رب العالمين.